How about this for the need for weed? There are now more daily marijuana smokers in the U.S. than daily drinkers. That's according to new research published today in the journal Addiction. And while alcohol is still more widely used, 2022 was the first time the level of marijuana use overtook daily and near daily drinking.
With us to talk about it is the study's author, Jonathan Culkins, a cannabis policy researcher at Carnegie Mellon University. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right. So you look at this study. Obviously, we've had a lot of states and other municipalities, things like that, legalize recreational marijuana. That had to have played a role in this, right? So what else stands out in your mind when you see the statistics here?
Well, you've already said the thing that's most dramatic. We followed from 79 all the way up to 2022. And the noteworthy thing is this year, for the first time, more people are using with that high frequency. It doesn't mean more people use cannabis than drink. It's just that of the people who use cannabis, 40% of them are using daily or near daily.
And what about addiction and marijuana? Did you glean anything from that in this study?
So we try not to use the word addiction anymore. The phrase now is substance use disorder. And yes, there are multiple millions of Americans who report enough problems with their cannabis use to meet the criteria for cannabis use disorder.
Do you think the increase of daily marijuana use is really increased, connected to that increase in accessibility? Because especially here in the D.C. area, it is actually legal all across the region now here. So it seems like it's everywhere, right? It just really seems like it's expanded so much.
Absolutely. Legalization has absolutely increased availability. It's increased the variety of products. You know, 20 years ago, cannabis basically meant something you smoked. And now there's solid edibles, liquid edibles, vapes, dabs. And it has also greatly reduced the price, especially the price per unit of THC. That is, the price of a gram has gone down, but the number of milligrams of THC in that gram has gone up. So there's been a pretty big decline in the price per unit of the active ingredient.
Final 30 seconds here. What else from this study should we know about?
Well, you were sort of hinting at, does the study show that policy caused the changes? It wasn't the nature of the study to show causality, but it is true that over the long haul, there's this strong parallel between changes in policy and changes in use. From 80 to 92, when policy got tighter, use went down. Since then, as policy is relaxed, use has gone up. So we do think that the results are of interest to policymakers.